This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Crews have finished demolishing the Martin Drake power plant in downtown Colorado Springs. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the plant has been a fixture of the city's skyline since the 1970s.
Demolition on the coal-fired Drake plant began last summer, once new natural gas plants had been activated on the site. Colorado Springs Utilities CEO Travis Deal says the city was built around the plant's decades of reliable electricity.
It's like I'm at a gravesite service for a dear friend.
Once the rubble is cleared, the site will undergo review for environmental contamination before remediation. It could eventually become open space or a parking lot for the nearby Switchbacks soccer stadium.
So whether you're at Widener Field, you know, watching soccer games, or if you live up, you know, above us where you can look down on this, you know, the skyline is and forever changed.
In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More than 100,000 people got care at community mental health centers or clinics last year. The state had nearly 400 beds available at substance use disorder treatment facilities. That information and more can now easily be found on a new online state data hub. It was launched yesterday by Colorado's Behavioral Health Administration. Kristen Lara directs the agency's tech and data division.
We're very excited about the information and having it in one place.
She says the agency plans to provide more information on the site in the coming months after supporting access to mental health services for younger Coloradans. Partly cloudy in Denver overnight with a low of 61 degrees. This is CPR News.